Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Happy Tuesday, Cleveland. Your Cavs are in action on the West Coast. And nothing new for the Browns, right? Nothing changing within the last, 10 minutes? 12 minutes? Of course not. Russell Wilson, officially a New York Giant. And here we go. It's Jake Volnick with the guys here on Overtime from 7 to 11 tonight. Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard her on the 2020s in Newark behind the glass. Mackenzie Flume with us. There's so many different ways that we could sit here and react to the Russ news. And we've been talking Russell Wilson for, what felt like multiple weeks, right? Like probably 3 weeks. He's been at least in the mix, in the conversation. And now he's officially a New York Giant, which I think pretty much settled any conversation that we could have had on Russ today of, maybe he's just waiting for the right fit. Maybe he's waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Guys, what he was legitimately waiting for was the New York Giants to hand him a contract. That was very apparent by the fact that he didn't walk out with the deal done with Cleveland when he met with them and was never really offered one to our knowledge shortly thereafter. Like, I always feel like that was a pretty good indicator. But in reality, what this move means for the Browns for me is, okay, another name off the board. The Browns quarterback big board will be edited and resent out today with another quarterback down. You just can't be overly, I think, even reactionary to this because it's just another name off the board. Like, if you were banking on Russell Wilson being here, we've gotten too low as a fan base. Because there's no way we should be sitting here amped up for Russ. And I don't even know that you should be amped up that it isn't Russ either. Like, this should be sort of an even keel, I think, no reaction type of move that Russell Wilson's not going to be here. Because now you look around. Guys, you're pretty much down to Kirk Cousins, or you're not signing a veteran quarterback that's really worth anything. Right? Like, the Browns' reactionary move here is either going to be trade talks heat up with the Falcons for Kirk, or Carson Wentz probably becomes a Browns quarterback. I don't know that either of those moves are moving the needle for anybody. It's not doing a ton for me. Like, Kirk does a little bit. I think Kirk can be decent. Still drafting a quarterback, and it sounds like Kirk doesn't want to, from reports that we've seen over the last day or so, I don't think Kirk is going to uplift his no trade clause until after the draft, because he doesn't want to get hoodwinked by the idea that you're going to be the starter. And, oh, by the way, we're drafting a guy, too, right behind you to take your job. Doesn't seem like he's all that excited for that opportunity. So reports are that he could be just willing to sort of wait this one out, which means it'll be very apparent what the Browns' plans are probably within the next week or so. I would say would be the most ideal timeline that you run into, just because if you're going to sign Carson Wentz, you're going to sign him. And if Kirk's not really an option in the front of your mind, you're not going to consider trading for him, you're going to go get Carson Wentz. But no Russ being there, again, it just doesn't mean a ton other than the fact that veteran quarterback is clearly there's a lack of urgency. There's no real driver for the Browns to get a deal done. I doubt it's for the money, because I don't think that a $10.5 million quarterback would really be breaking the bank for you. I doubt that you'd be all that worried about it. I would more so think this leads into you're just not excited about the class in front of you, and you didn't have high hopes for just about anybody. Again, maybe except for Kirk, that has yet to be seen. It does seem like, though, with every passing day, that one of those guys is going to be the answer. And Russ getting knocked off the board here is a clear signifier that nobody's sitting around and waiting for Aaron Rodgers. Things are still getting done. And it is basically Steelers are busted at Rodgers. That's what it's looking like, unless the Vikings decide to get back into the mix. But free agency in the quarterback spot has really calmed down. I mean, in terms of veterans out there and available to you, we've really pretty much pushed it down to, okay, Kirk, if he becomes available, Carson Wentz, Joe Flacco, and that about wraps it up. I mean, Drew Lock and Aaron Rodgers, and the Browns are not going to be chasing Aaron Rodgers, which might be a conversation for later on today, whether or not that should remain. But as of right now, your options are slim. And if that's what you're going in with the idea of, I can't imagine that the Browns are all that committed then to taking a veteran and having that veteran be a starter. It just confirms the fact that we've already been thinking here over and over again, just that the Browns are going to be drafting a quarterback. I think that's more now. It just the more and farther that you go into this, really the only hope that you have, again, is sort of Kirk. But when Russ was on the table, it was like, okay, well, there's some things that could pan out here. If Rodgers goes to the Giants, Russ very legitimately could end up being a Cleveland Brown. But all that is gone. All that's wiped away. And the Browns are once again left with, hey, you're probably going to want to go get a guy. And I don't think that's just going to be, oh, we'll piece this thing together. If you're going to piece it together, you would have gotten an older veteran quarterback. If you know you're chasing 1 year left for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, you would have put somebody sort of worth a damn under center. And not necessarily a shot at Carson Wentz, but also sort of a shot at Carson Wentz. There's no way at this point that the Browns go without drafting a quarterback, at least by pick 33. Again, I don't think you let it play out this far unless you're taking a guy at the top of the draft, but there's no shot now that you get past 33 and you're going to turn the keys over to Carson Wentz. I don't think that the solution for them is going to be Kirk Cousins. I don't think that's a long-term plan that they're going to find is a realistic, just applicable guy that you can put in there and expect things to turn around and, you know, keep Myles Garrett happy, keep the defense happy. Everyone saw the way he played for the last 5 weeks. It feels like more now than ever again that at pick two, you're probably going quarterback. I just sit here and, again, I don't know that I can be upset that Russ isn't coming here. I don't know that I can be happy he's not. It was sort of a wash nothing anyway. It never really felt like it was an overly available option in the first place. Yes, you brought him in. Yes, it was a conversation you had. Never really felt like it was going to be, oh, they're heavily pursuing Russ. No, it was Russ sitting around waiting to go to the Giants, and you finally get that done. It was a check mark done in the box of, well, this is just going to happen at some point now, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers to the Giants never really picked up any steam. Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings picked up steam for a little bit and then was shut down very quickly. The last few weeks of the quarterback carousel, with Jameis sort of tossed in as the outlier almost, oh, that one's interesting, has been incredibly predictable. As soon as you got past the initial waves, it's like, okay, we're now sitting around waiting for the things that we know are going to happen. It's just a matter of time and watching them fall into place. And I guess now we sit there and look and say, is Kirk Cousins going to be the domino that falls into place, or is it going to be the number two pick? Because I don't think there's much of a way that you don't get one or the other. As many of options were presented to you at the start of free agency, and you could have looked at the Browns quarterback big board, and we're staring at Kenny Pickett being traded to the Browns, and that's everything that we're getting excited for. Not that anybody was really overly excited for Pickett, but again, it's like the options that were there, as you stare at 36 names, as I'm sitting here staring at right now, I'm like, oh, there's a vast amount of options, and as the Browns, you're sort of the last team to make a move, and you are down to option A or option B. Are you drafting a quarterback to take things over, or are you trading for Kirk Cousins? Carson Wentz might be in that deal somewhere. Heck, both of those options might plan out. You might get C, both options available, both A and B. But I don't think you're getting a true option C of neither of those things happens, but actually this. You've been boiled down to two options, and Kirk and a rookie quarterback at two is basically what you've put yourself into, and there's not much more to it. I just don't know that everybody at this point is going to be overly excited for either. Right? Like, I'd be excited about Shador. I know a lot of people that wouldn't be excited about Shador at two. I know some people excited about Kirk Cousins. I know a lot of people that wouldn't be excited about Kirk Cousins. Neither of these moves are going to make everybody happy, and not that that's what you were striving to do, but I honestly think from where you started to where you are now, you've minimized the amount of people that you're going to make happy, and you're going to make believe this team has a legitimate chance to compete. There's a lot tied into the idea of trading for Kirk Cousins, the money that would go into that, the amount of different things you'd have to probably just give up, as well as the contract you'd have to take on. And you really don't know what you're getting in full. It's why every time we talk about this and every quarterback that flies off the board and the Browns sit there and remain patient and just show no urgency, that's why I point to you that it does sort of feel like you're just getting closer and closer to the Browns just making a pick at two and that pick being your quarterback for next year. Even if they go sign Carson Wentz, even if that's the guy you put in the room, there's no way Carson Wentz and Kenny Pickett are going to be your quarterback room and sign another veteran. It's going to be, okay, and take a rookie quarterback. Maybe Carson Wentz starts a couple of games, but you're going to take the rookie. It feels like now it's just, okay, are we waiting on Shador? Are you trading back? Are you taking somebody else? Are you banking on somebody being there at 33? But you have to draft a rookie. You have to draft someone who could take over this year and legitimately start. And every sign for me points to Shador. And it feels like the spot that we've gotten to more than not. 216-474-0092. Is this the final? Is this basically checkmate? Is this what pushes you over the edge to say that the Browns are going quarterback at two? We'll also have to talk about, I think, a specific someone who's in the recruiting of Russell Wilson and the options that planned out and what the actual idea behind that was. We'll get into that. You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake, so we get your social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The perfect guy to talk to coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll bring in our very own Daryl Reiter to figure out what this means for the Browns quarterback spot. We'll also, coming up at 8:40 for Draft Daily, talk to Ross Jackson, Locked On Saints, covers the Saints for multiple different outlets. We'll get an idea on where New Orleans may be going at pick number 9. A lot more to get to as well. The Station Buzz coming your way at 7:40. As we always do, Get a Grip at 9, and a whole lot more in the back half, including Brandon McKenzie. Flume Free, got to pick one, previewing your Cavs. A lot to get to, but right now, 216-474-0092. Is this checkmate? Does this, for you, signify the Browns are going quarterback at two? It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11 on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan, asking you at 216-474-0092. Is this checkmate? Are the Browns now, in your eyes, drafting a quarterback at two? Like I said, I really think it is down to sort of an A and B conversation now. As we take a look at what's going to happen, There's no way you're not drafting a quarterback early here unless you go out and get Kirk. And if you're waiting on the draft and things have to sort of plan out for you because Kirk said, at least reports are that Kirk is saying he'd rather wait to figure out what's happening after the draft until he's going to waive his clause, which, okay. I think at that point, you're just banking on taking a guy. I'm not going to go through the entire draft, not take one, and then on top of it, bank on Kirk Cousins being here. It would almost solidify and guarantee the fact that you'd have him, but I don't think I want to go through April, you know, 27th or 26th, whatever it is, and go into April 27th and then be like, oh, yeah, still no answer at quarterback. This is going swimmingly. We have everything figured out. Nobody panic. I would be absolutely terrified. If you end the draft, Carson Wentz and Kenny Pickett, or Kenny Pickett and pick your other low-level veteran backup, yeah, I don't know that I'm going to be able to continue to move on at the pace that they're currently at. But I do want to get your guys' thoughts on this. And again, 216-474-0092. Is it essentially a checkmate here at 2? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Howard. What's going on, Howard?
Hey. What's going on? Don't draft a quarterback. I know you don't want to hear that, but if I draft a quarterback, Kirk Cousins will not go here, and he's the one-year fix that we need because we're looking at I've been a fan since 1955, and patience is developed by tribulation. I've had a lot of it. So one more bad year, if Kenny Pickett's the quarterback, I don't even care. As long as we have a chance of drafting Archie Manning or maybe another one of the two other quarterbacks I know out there next year are better than anybody we have this year. When you talk about Sanders, he is competed against low-level competition. And, yeah, he looks good against that, but he didn't play at elite school or against elite competition. I don't trust that. So I'd rather go for a bad year, because I've seen plenty of them, and have a great chance at someone like Archie Manning next year.
Yeah, and Howard, I appreciate the call. I get it from a Browns fan perspective to live in that world and basically try to be like, oh, we'll just look ahead to 2026. One, and truthfully, as a Browns fan, I'm not willing to scrap 2025. Like you said, and Howard's been a fan much longer than I have just based on the years on this earth. But, like, I guess I've watched plenty of losing seasons. I'm not going to commit to a losing season just for the fun of committing to it. If I was going to do it, I would have traded Myles Garrett. I would have torn this entire thing down to the studs, and I would not be operating under the conditions we're operating under right now. You don't go for the half-compete and then also, we'll just be bad this year. Like, okay, Andrew Berry, here, you can sign here, 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 and I would appreciate if you packed up your stuff, okay? Leave the monitor. That's going to be ours. You can take the keyboard, though. We're going to get a new one of those, and then just head out the door. Go ahead. Your time here is done.
What percentage of Browns fans do you think would sign a petition for the Browns to suck this year?
Probably way too many. Probably way too. The amount of people I hear bring up the name Archie Manning, I'm like, guys, they're going to have to compete this year. They're going to try to put something on the field, whether that's Shedeur Sanders or whether that's going to make a trade for Kirk Cousins. You're basically, if you're signing that petition, Boehm, you're signing the resignation letter of Andrew Berry. Like, that's what you're doing. You're like, we just want Andrew fired. We want Kevin fired. We want a whole re-teardown, a rehaul of the organization. Like, every Browns fan, to me, feels like they remember the 40 quarterbacks that have played. They've known the struggle of going through, having to deal with the idea of, we don't have the right quarterback in place. We can't get the right quarterback in place. Yet somehow, we never remember the idea that the Browns also couldn't nail down a coach or a GM. For how many years? You couldn't figure out the guys that you wanted to be your coach or be your GM. You just cycled through those guys and went, well, he's no good. Right? What, you want to roll back through with a Rob Chudzinski? Is that what we want to do here? You want to bring back Freddie Kitchens? Like, it's not as simple as just, well, we'll just suck this year. We'll be better next year. You have your best opportunity that you have in front of you. And maybe you're a couple years removed from it, but it's not completely dead. And they've shown you it's not going to be completely dead. Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski have developed and put the best product on the field that you've seen in 20 to 30 years. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not saying they're amazing. To just up and sign the resignation letter before seeing what they do with their back against the ropes and their back against the wall, it doesn't make a ton of sense to me. I don't see the logic behind that. again, and with Russ going to the Giants, okay, there's another one off their board. They can throw him off to the side. We didn't get him, and that was clearly somebody they were at least semi-seriously pursuing, bringing Myles Garrett into the building. Like, that's just another one. They're not going to just go, oh, we didn't get Russ. You know what? Let's just call it a year, guys. Let's just call it a, then we could almost go for the number one pick next year. It's not as simple as just getting Arch Manning next year. It's really not. You would have to be the worst team in football. Arch would have to declare for the NFL draft and have to play a stellar year at Texas. You don't just get the luxury of that. A lot more has to happen. And you can't just guarantee, if Arch is that good of a player, if he's a bona fide number one pick after next year in college, you really don't think that almost every team in the NFL is heading down the back 4 to 5 games, your bottom barrel teams aren't sitting there going, oh, we're going to lose this one for sure on purpose. Every team is doing that. So unless you're willing to commit to 0-17, by the way, neither the Browns are willing to do so, you can't guarantee yourself to get Arch Manning. There's no possible way to do it. I think that in reality, sure, if it was perfect and you can guarantee yourself you get Arch and a chance at a great quarterback, sure, maybe that would be fun. But when we play realism, sure feels like a quarterback at 2. It really does feel like somebody at 2 coming through and being the answer. I will say, though, it does strike me as a little bit of weird with the Russ stuff. The fact that you did bring in Miles. Like, do we consider this? Does this get to be a failure now? Right? Miles was in, if you forgot, was brought in as sort of an extra recruiter when Russell Wilson was brought in for his meeting with the Browns in Berea. And they were like, yeah, we'll make sure Miles is there. Miles told us during his press conference, yeah, I was there to do a little bit of recruiting. I was there just to also kind of do my own thing, but a little bit of both. I was there for a little bit of both. Didn't seem like it worked all that well. Brought up as soon as it happened, I'm like, what? Who was making this? Who decided that Miles, who just sat there and requested a trade, was going to be the guy to actually convince Russell Wilson, hey, you should be a Cleveland Brown. Of course you should, but just 2 weeks ago, you would have been saying the exact opposite. If you talked to Russ and you were Miles, you're like, dude, I wouldn't be going over there. Look at me. I'm Jake Volnick with you guys on the Fan. We're going to push the station buzz back to the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get to it coming up later. The phone line's going crazy. Apparently all it takes is me losing my mind about Kenny Pickett, and then people react. That's what we like to see. I don't know. It wasn't supposed to go down this route, but here we've gone. Kenny Pickett, the defenders, through the woodworks. Like ants. They're like ants. They slip through the cracks in the wood, and somehow your house is infested with them. And I'm walking around. It's like you let one ant in. You let Kenny Pickett in. Ant, get it? Tiny hands. Kind of fits. And then you let him in, and then all of a sudden the entire colony's there. And they just chime in from everywhere else. It's like, what the... And we just had an ant in the living room. How is there three of them in the kitchen? I haven't seen one all year long, and they're just popping up out of nowhere. So this is insane. 216-474-0092. We were talking about Russell Wilson going to the New York Giants, no longer going to be an option for the Browns as a veteran quarterback. I think that makes them go there, too. I guess we'll also be fielding your calls on Kenny Pickett. Let's go out to the phones. Matt, what's going on, Matt?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing pretty well. I mean, I didn't think I'd have to refute Kenny Pickett today, but here we are.
Yeah, I will say I'm right in the same boat with you, but I have to play devil's advocate here for a moment. I think Kenny could look okay in a different system, but by no means am I expecting anything good.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've thrown out, and it's crazy, by the way, this is the wild thing, is I think I've been one of the more supportive, probably, hosts, even on our station, about Kenny Pickett. Like, I would trust Kenny to start, like, a 4-game stretch. If he started a 4, maybe maximum 6-game stretch, I think he'd probably play 500 football. He's an okay quarterback to have on your roster, but Kenny Pickett defenders talk about him like he's the Messiah, and he hasn't had a chance, and he's going to be the next best quarterback in the NFL. There's just no chance. There's no shot.
Yeah, as long as we have a rookie quarterback, whoever it is, Shadur, anyone else, I just don't want to see him, like, a lot used, because if we do, then something's going wrong.
Yeah, and Matt, I appreciate the call. I don't know. I think it would be great if you had taken one of these veterans, and now that you can say, well, you're just not going to play him very much, you're going to let him sit, because I also don't know how ready these quarterbacks are. I would probably say they need at least a little bit of time. I don't love starting them week one, but you're almost getting pushed into the corner of you're going to start them week one or very soon after. If you're going to roll out Kenny and Carson Wentz, maybe, you're kind of pushing yourself down that road, I think. Let's keep the calls going. Let's go out to Jim. What's going on, Jim?
Hi, I'm a lifelong Clevelander, and I want to comfort you. You're absolutely right, okay?
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Shadara, there's like four or five teams below us, you know, in the rating, and they're praying that we don't pick him. There's four or five teams that they're praying that we don't take him. You know, he's highly thought of. He's highly rated. He's proven. The Browns have to take Sanders. They have to. If they have any common sense. But you know common sense isn't common anymore.
It's definitely more spread out than I'd like, Jim. I appreciate it. It's just, it really does at this point, though, feel like where you're at right now, and if you're the Browns, like, okay, if you go get Kirk Cousins, maybe, but is it really worth it to go and trade for Kirk and then see what you have? Like, I would probably say not. By the time that you're picking up that contract, it doesn't make a massive difference to me, but sure. If you go get Kirk's about the only chance, you're going to have to draft one next year then. You can't just keep riding it out with Kirk Cousins. That's not going to work. You're probably not going to win a Super Bowl at any point with Kirk Cousins as your quarterback at this point in his career. I would just think, why not? I would think, why not? Right? And my major thing, like, I don't understand, honestly, the idea to not pick a quarterback at two this year. Like, there's a lot of people that have gone through and had the argument of, well, I don't want to draft one because what does it do to you? I don't trust either of these guys. Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying you have to fully agree with it, but at least understand the pick at two. Worst comes to worst. What is the worst thing that happens you pick a quarterback at two? Well, you probably get a lot of Browns fans' wish, which is that you're bad this year. The front office and the coaching staff gets fired, and you're taking a quarterback once again. Assuming that Shadur is as bad as so many people think that he is, then that would be the reality. That's the worst thing in my mind that could happen. But everybody is so afraid of everything else. Like, guys, Abdul Carter is not a guarantee at two either. Right? There's no guarantee sitting there with Abdul Carter. There's no guarantee sitting there with Travis Hunter. You got just as much about a chance of it panning out with a Shadur than you do with those two guys. Like, Abdul Carter is a athletic freak. He's also dealing with injury problems. He's played 1 year as a defensive end for a relatively strong program at Penn State, but he's played 1 year at D-end. Didn't set the edge all that well against the run all year long. He was a good pass rusher. That's about all that he had. And Travis Hunter is a complete wild card. He's going to try to Otani it, which we haven't seen a long time in the game of football, and do it at two of the most like energy-draining positions that you could possibly have. Yeah, 216-474-0092. Tom is in Cleveland. What's going on, Tom?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. What do you got?
Yeah, let me start this off by, this is the third anniversary of signing Deshaun. It's still severely hampering us with regards to cap space to go out and get somebody. My thought is, and, you know, comment as you will, do you think the upper echelon of the Browns are scared to pull the trigger, or were scared to pull the trigger on any possible free agents this year because of what they did 3 years ago? Plus, again, Deshaun is still in the picture with regards to the money he's guaranteed.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the bigger thing, Tom, is that he is still owed the money. I don't think they're scared to pull the trigger on a quarterback. I truly think they look at this quarterback free agency class and just go, oh, it doesn't look all that great. Right? Like, there's just not a ton of guys out there that we're dying to have, and you're still on the books, so money does have to become a factor at some point. You can't just be throwing that money willy-nilly, which I think why they were so excited, or why it seems like they were so excited to go get Kirk, is because it was at the idea that you're going to be paying him next to nothing. He was going to be on the Steelers Russell Wilson contract. But instead, you've run into the spot where that's not available. You could pay Russ $10.5 million. He didn't look that great last year. He was not anything that was all that impressive. And what else was really there for you? Like, if you weren't going to get one of the top guys worth a lot of money, like a Justin Fields, a Sam Darnold, if you weren't going to pull the trigger on those, everything else in that next tier is basically what you've been looking at, which hasn't been great. Let's go back out of the phones. Ron is in Bedford. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how you doing, Jake?
I'm doing good. What do you got, man?
Who let the dogs out? Man, I've been listening to all these people talking. I'm just a fan, all right?
Yeah.
And who I would like as quarterbacks is Sanders and Howard. And it's too late now, but I wouldn't like Winston. So Flacco. And who the hell... Oops, sorry.
You're good.
Who knows if Manning's going to be any good?
Yeah.
Why is everyone assuming he's going to be good? You can't... It's all a guess, you know? So I'm just going to sit here, relax, and enjoy, and hope for the best. I mean, I'm 69 years old, and I've seen good, real good, and I've seen bad, you know? And it's like, it's entertainment. Bring it on, you know?
Listen, Ron, I truly wish that I had the positivity that you had, and I appreciate you having it. I do. I appreciate you having the positivity, Ron. I wish that I had it. I can't just sit back and relax and wait for something to happen. Like, I like, and we're on the same page to a degree. We both like Shador Sanders. We're both in the ballpark. It is going to play out the way it's going to play out to a degree. And it just seems like, again, we're in an A and B scenario. And all right, well, here we go. Here's sort of what they ended up with. I don't know where you sort of turn to. If it's not Russ, and if you're truly thinking that it's not going to be Shador at this point, you're just banking on a Kirk Cousins trade. I don't know how you're going down the route of thinking that that's going to work out money-wise, the way that the Falcons are going to have to adjust and take on the money to keep him there when all of the signs point to, well, we're not really all that inclined. If you don't want to make it work the way that we want to make it work, we have a certain amount of money set aside for quarterback, and we'll keep going basically under that thought process that we're going to be just paying Michael Penix the Kirk Cousins salary, and we're going to be paying Kirk Cousins the Michael Penix salary. Squeeze one more call in here. Let's go back out of the phones to Daryl. What's going on? And Daryl's gone immediately as I take the call. Never mind. But let's go out to the phones instead to LaVon. What's going on, LaVon?
What's going on?
What do you got, man?
I'm a big Browns fan. I'm wondering why no one's talking about the Ohio State quarterback. He comes from a good organization. They won a bowl. He's 6'5". He has a strong arm. And anything from Ohio State is good. You can't go wrong with Ohio State. I wonder why no one's talking about the Ohio State quarterback. That's the best pick for him. Ohio State, you can't go wrong with Ohio State, bro.
I have a feeling that, and LaVon, I appreciate the call. I have a feeling LaVon's a Buckeyes fan. Is that a fair take here? I don't think that it's all that crazy. LaVon might be a Buckeyes fan. Will Howard's fine. He's high on the quarterback big board that we're going to have to post here in a couple of minutes without Russell Wilson. But he's okay. He's one of the guys. He's in the top 10 for me on the quarterback big board. He's one of the guys that I watched, and I was like, oh, yeah, sort of impressed with the tape of Will Howard, especially as he played in the playoffs. Just... he's not one of the upper echelon quarterbacks. He sits closer to Milwaukee, somewhere in the second round, maybe falls into the third. And I'm not banking on a second or third round quarterback to turn around my franchise, or at least be the guy to step in and fill a role. Anybody remember the name DeShone Kizer? It's the last time we put our faith in a second or third rounder. Not now. Not now is the time I'm doing it. Jalen Hurts is a second rounder. Good for the Eagles. That's about where I'm leaving that. Good for the Eagles. All right. Our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, going to be joining us here coming up in about 5 minutes. We'll ask him where on earth the Browns go now that Russell Wilson, I might have to pick in a Kenny Pickett question. Just drop it in just so I can get something out of Daryl, just so I can get an agreement and I can feel better about myself. We'll get to that all coming up here in the next few minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.